Get off the bench and into the game. Unabated Sports.
Yes, they are a clever bunch.
On Cincinnati's ESPN Radio, 1450, The Ticket.
And we are back. It is 9:27 and 35 seconds here at 1450, The Ticket. And we are now joined by UC's head men's soccer coach. That's a lot to say, Hilton Days. Hilton, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Welcome to the show.
It's our honor to have you, Hilton. You've got the team really headed in a good direction. Congratulations on your top 20 ranking in the nation.
Well, you know, we're very happy about the start that we've gotten in the Big East. And, you know, it's been a fun season so far. I think the guys are really playing well. And, you know, we're just, like I said, we're real happy to be where we are right now, unbeaten in the Big East and looking forward to our matchup on Saturday with St. John's.
Now, you mentioned the matchup with St. John's this weekend. That is a big, big-time game for people who are not aware. You're 17th in the country right now as your highest ranking in several different polls, but 17th is your highest. St. John's comes in as number 3 in the nation. Both of you, that's also a Big East matchup. What kind of game can people expect to see between you two? Is it going to be more of a finesse game or more of a physical game?
Well, you know, I think it'll be a little of both. I think it'll be exciting. I'll tell you that. I think both teams are going to obviously look to attack. I mean, we've never played St. John's, and they've, you know, so I think they're going to be obviously adjusting to our style of play as we are going to be to theirs. And I think it's going to be an exciting game between two good college soccer teams that need a win to solidify our position in the Big East.
Now, I'm looking at the matchup between you and St. John's, and I got to believe it should most likely be a low-scoring game. Because you've been on a roll in the last 7 games, and in the last 7 games, you've only given up 4 goals. And if I'm reading this right and got the right information, I've seen that St. John's has posted 5 straight shutouts.
Yes, I think
wow.
I think both teams are solid defensively. I think St. John's has only given up 4 goals all year.
Man,
you know, so definitely, I think that, you know, on paper it should be a good defensive matchup, and you know, it could be one of those classic 1-0 soccer matches.
Now, we need to let people really know what's going on down there at UC. You guys are in a serious role, going 5-2 in your last 7 games, including beating the number 1 team in the nation, UConn, and the number 18 team in the nation, Notre Dame. You guys are just on an absolute roll right now. Is this level of success a surprise to you, or did you fully expect to take down these quality opponents?
Well, you know, I mean, going into play those guys, I guess you can never, you know, take anything for granted. I think that this team is, in some way, surprised the coaching staff for sure. But, you know, I think the Connecticut game was a real big game because I think it was the first time that a number one ranked opponent had actually come in and played at on our facility. And so to win that game, I think, gave our guys tremendous confidence.
And not just to win, but shut them out.
Absolutely, shut them out, and I think we outshot them. You know, if you look at the game, so it wasn't just one of those fluke games where we just had one shot and scored. You know, so I thought that gave our guys a lot of confidence. And then beating Notre Dame at Notre Dame was, I think, another great win. But I think it was one that, going into the game, we felt like, you know, we had a chance to win that game. We just had to do a lot of things right.
Now, you've shown that you can beat the top teams. Will you be able to surprise anyone else this year? Or is the bullseye pretty much squarely on your back now? People know what you have. Are they aware of you now?
I think so. I don't think we're going to sneak up on anyone. I think that, you know, with the results that we've had, and you know, we've done it through hard work and team play and team chemistry. You know, it's all been about guys just playing together. So, you know, their feet are still firmly on the ground. I just don't think we'll sneak up on anyone.
Now, we talked about your run being fueled by the defense. Is that, eliminating the other team's goals, is that due to the defense not allowing good looks, or how much does that do with goalie play and, you know, because I know that the key part of the game is not allowing the other team to get a good look, but I'm not sure how much it is the defense and how much it is the goalie.
Well, I think, you know, our defense has played really well, no question about it. But I think we also have a very good goalkeeper, Mike Vessels. I mean, he was all conference when we were in Conference USA. I mean, he's a very good goalkeeper. He's been playing really well of late. In fact, I think he's only given up 4 goals in our last 7 games. So I think it's a combination. If the defense allows a shot, Mike is usually able to really come up with the big save. So I think they, when you talk about the defense, it's almost, instead of just the 4 guys back there, it's 4 guys plus the goalkeeper. I think it's a unit in itself, you know, with the goalkeeper included.
Now, what have you guys done to really get the word out about this game and really your whole entire season? Is there a lot you guys have done? I know it's tricky to honestly try and spread the word about college soccer, especially in this town. What kind of efforts have you guys made to really try and get the word out?
Yeah, how are you competing versus the Bengals?
Yeah, well, you know, I think things like coming on your show has helped us. I think, you know, we've had some articles in the local newspapers, but a lot of it's been word of mouth, you know, a buzz around campus, and, you know, just I think when we beat UConn, people started to take notice. So I think when you continue to do well, you know, eventually people will notice you. I think there's so much going on in this town that it's hard for us to find a niche, but I think slowly but surely we're certainly, you know, getting our due, and I think our sports information department's doing a good job of getting the word out. And I think the biggest thing we can do is to make the games as exciting as possible, so when people come, they want to come back and then continue to win.
We were talking with Hilton Days, UC's head men's soccer coach. They have a huge matchup this weekend. They're 17 in the country. They're taking on number 3 St. John's at home. Make sure you get out to that game. And Hilton, what would it mean to you and the rest of the team if there was a nice, solid crowd out there cheering you guys on?
Oh, I think it would definitely put another pep in our step. I think the guys play well when the crowd's behind them. I think they feel, you know, more confident. Because when we go away to play, you know, places like Notre Dame and Rutgers and stuff, they have their home crowd there. And, you know, you have to battle not only the team, but also, obviously, you know, having to deal with the crowd that's cheering on their team. So I think it would mean a world to our team to be able to play at home against a quality opponent like St. John's, but with a good crowd behind us.
Now, for the listeners out there that are maybe sitting there contemplating, you know, coming out and checking out a game, what should they expect? Characterize the experience. You know, what should they expect coming down to the stadium and catching a UC soccer game?
Well, first of all, we've got a great facility. Gettler Stadium is only about a year old. It seats about 1,400, and they're all great seats, very close to the action. The facility is great. You know, I think both teams play good college soccer. I think there's an intimate setting. There's also a nice grass area behind the goal. If you don't want to sit in the stands, you can sit behind the goal and watch. You know, we just have great things. We have halftime entertainment. You know, we'll always have, you know, something going on at halftime to involve the fans. And, you know, I think it's just a great experience. If you're looking for good college soccer, that comes at a very, very, I mean, I think it's $3 for students and $5 for adults. You know, if you're looking for a great experience for a couple of hours, that's not very costly. I can tell you that our facility and our matches are very exciting, and people come back after they've seen us play.
Well, Hilton, we'd like to thank you very much for coming on with us, and we wish you the best of luck this year and with the rest of your season. Keep doing a good job, and we'll keep track of you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me on, and all the best.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was UC Men's head soccer coach, Hilton Days.